life-saving equipment available. Answer the call at heartofourcity.org.
It is 9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, the spin and the intent of an accused killer in San Francisco.
That interview raised a lot of questions as to whether or not Mr. Sanchez understood what he was being asked.
Attorneys for Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez called the shooting of 32-year-old Kate Steinle an accident. And minutes after his arraignment today, they tried to downplay a jailhouse interview that appears to show Lopez Sanchez confessing. In court, the 52-year-old murder suspect entered a not guilty plea this afternoon before a packed courtroom at the Hall of Justice. KGO 810's Mike Simpson was there.
Sanchez, wearing an orange and black jumpsuit, he told the judge he didn't kill Kate Steinle, something he repeated three times, even when that wasn't the question.
He has a second grade education.
Public defenders had to walk him through this. He seemed confused at times.
Many of the legal nuances and the legal ramifications are beyond his current comprehension.
Matt Gonzalez is Sanchez's lead attorney. The main points of his case, Sanchez may have not understood what he was saying during a TV admission.
We ask everyone not to rush the judgment. There's been a lot of speculation as to what occurred.
Public defender Jeff Hidachi, Sanchez's bail was set at $5 million.
Lopez Sanchez tells investigators he found the gun wrapped in a T-shirt and it accidentally went off while he was handling the weapon. We're now learning that gun was stolen from a federal agent. The San Francisco Chronicle is reporting the weapon was stolen during a car burglary in downtown San Francisco last month. That gun is not, however, the agent's official service revolver. San Francisco's status as a sanctuary city for illegal immigrants has reignited the debate over such policies. Those policies prevent the police and sheriff's department from turning over illegals to immigration authorities unless they're accused of a violent crime. Lopez Sanchez had seven felony convictions. He'd previously been deported five times, yet he was released from the San Francisco County Jail earlier this year following a drug charge. This story is gaining national attention. Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton today coming down hard on San Francisco and its sanctuary policy. More from KGO 810's Nikki Maduro.
Hillary Clinton says San Francisco officials were wrong to release Sanchez. Clinton tells CNN that Sheriff Ross Mercurimi ignored strong evidence that Sanchez should have been turned over to immigration officials and deported.
So I have absolutely no support for a city that ignores the strong evidence that should be acted on. This man had already been deported five times, and he should have been deported at the request of the federal government.
San Francisco Sheriff Ross Mercurimi is defending his department's decision to release Lopez Sanchez, but at the same time, Mercurimi is blaming federal immigration authorities for not doing enough to keep the convicted felon off the streets.
You would have thought that he had met the threshold where they would have obtained a court order or a warrant to facilitate their interest in deporting him or incarcerating him, whatever their interest was, the next time, and they did not do that.
In South Carolina tonight, FAA investigators are poring over the wreckage of two planes following a deadly mid-air collision between an F-16 fighter jet and a small two-seat Cessna. It's not clear what led up to the crash, but witnesses described debris falling from the sky just minutes after the small plane took off. This is Berkeley County Rescue Chief Bill Salisbury.
It had left the airport just a few minutes before 11, and the Berkeley County Airport had radio contact with them, and 2 minutes after 11 is when the collision occurred.
The NTSB confirms the two people on board that Cessna C-150 died in the crash. That military pilot ejected safely. And the South Carolina State Senate today approved legislation that would remove the Confederate flag from the grounds of the state capitol, but the move still requires the approval of the House side of the legislature. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:04.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Most cars nowadays don't need tune-ups. Mechanics instead use the term service intervals. Sean Sinelli with Rising Sun Automotive, a Diamond Certified company, describes what they're doing.
Instead of a tune-up, we go by guidelines inside the service manual. And on some cars nowadays, they won't even let you service the car unless you talk to the car, and the car will actually tell you what service it needs.
And for more expert advice and high-quality performance, use a Diamond-certified company. Each is scored highest in quality and the most accurate ratings anywhere. You'll never be fooled by fake reviews, since all research is performed by live telephone interviews that verify only real customers are surveyed. If you want quality, you'll have confidence in choosing Diamond Certified companies. Find them at DiamondCertified.org.
We've got Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center tonight, and he will tell you what the Bay Area roadways look like at 9:05. Lee?
Looking great overall, John, but there are, of course, a couple of things to mention. Antioch, and it's mostly construction, tonight in both directions of 160. They're doing paving operations there, and both sides have one lane down. So northbound direction is now stop and go from Victory Highway to Sherman Island Crossing Road. Southbound side is getting heavier between West Sherman Island Road and Victory Highway. Benicia, 680 southbound, construction slowdowns still very heavy between East 2nd Street and Bayshore Road. Still pushing to the 780 split, but not quite there yet. San Jose, 280 southbound on the connector to southbound 101. Please watch out for someone's drive shaft between lanes 3 and 4. And another heads up for you. Doyle Drive is going to be closed beginning this Thursday at 10 o'clock through Monday at 5 a.m. Drivers really should avoid the closure area and use ferries, buses, or the Bay Bridge. The Golden Gate Bridge to Highway 1 is going to stay open, but you know how it's going to be. It's going to make Friday's commute times all the more fun. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's hang on and beat the Yankees in New York tonight, 4-3 in 10 innings. The Giants up now 3-0 over the Mets, but the real story is Matt Cain. Through six innings now, he has given up just two hits, struck out seven batters. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Mild and breezy around the Bay Area today, mid-70s and low 80s in most places. Here's the rest. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s to low 80s. Expect a change on Thursday with more clouds. There could even be some drizzle during your morning commute. And the possibility of some thunderstorms by the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s to 80 inland. Friday, partly cloudy, temperatures rebounding a bit. And by the weekend, we'll be in the mid-60s to mid-80s. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies and mostly 60-degree temperatures. It's 68 degrees in Fairfield, 65 in Santa Rosa, 66 in Santa Cruz, 62 in San Mateo, 66 in San Jose, and 62 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Time to put on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo! Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
We know you've been aching for something to satisfy that yearning deep down in that cookie-loving gullet of yours. Oh, yeah. Double stuff ain't gonna do it for you, baby. You need to slide on into some new Oreo Thins. These ain't your mom and stepdad's old stoner cookies. Oh, no. These are so sophisticated and sexy, you might dry hump a bag right in the grocery store. Elegant Oreo Thins. If you dip them in milk, you should get kicked in the
I think this is a horrible idea, the Oreo Thins. You know, they're trying to spin it like they have less calories, but they only have seven less calories than the regular ones. I'm all
seven.
About the double stuff. If I'm going to have an Oreo, at least double stuff it or keep it regular. I'm not about Oreo Thins. Sounds like a cost-cutting measure to me.
Yeah, because if you eat 10 or 12, then that's only a calorie savings of 70, 80, 4, 94.
Are you eating it with the milk or not?
I guess milk.
Yeah.
It does go better with milk as opposed to, say, bourbon or something like that. But.
Well, maybe that would be perfect for the Thins. You could dip it in your bourbon.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe the white goo, whatever that is, won't mess it up.
What is that? Are they taking that out? Because
they're making it thinner, yes.
Isn't Obama passing laws about trans fats? No thanks.
Yes, but I think they probably
have. Oh, like Americans are going to suddenly get healthy.
Well, you know, if it unclogs a few million arteries, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Fat is fat.
Fat is fat.
It is.
And that's that. Okay. This story does not have a happy ending, but, you know, speaking of dropping dead and trans fats, what about trans gator? Oh, we'll get, speaking of the word trans.
Is Gatorade bad for me too?
No. Caitlin's are right around the corner. Don't go away. I use the word trans.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So let's go to this first. This is the Late Night Late Show
Your
wrap up.
Your fat was born a woman, but identifies as a man. Got it.
there was a guy in Texas who wanted to go swimming. Okay, you might have missed this story, but it's a fantastic lesson about the dangers of hillbilly bravado.
And so, and we're not talking McKinney, Texas pool party.
No, I need to share this. So this guy, 28-year-old Tommy Woodward, went swimming in a marina behind a restaurant in Orange, Texas over the weekend. There was a huge sign, this big sign that said, quote, "No swimming alligator." And by the way, these people came out and said, "Don't get in there. There's a 12-foot alligator in there."
And he's like, "I thought it said no swimming allowed."
No. So
no alligator.
He was about to ignore it and jump in, but the restaurant staff saw him and told him it wasn't a joke. They've just seen a 12-foot alligator in the water.
It's not like those signs that people put in their window that says, "Warning, dogs,
apparently
like, stay away."
They saw this guy, and they said, "Don't do it. Don't get in there." He said, "F that gator," and in he went.
We understand that he made preparations to go into the water, removed his shirt, removed his billfold, and again, someone shouted a warning, and he said, "Blank the alligators," and thereupon jumped into the water and was almost immediately yelled for help. The signs are posted, and one is there underneath a light, warning no swimming alligators.
And he's no longer with us.
Is that right?
Yes. The gator immediately jumped up, dragged him underwater, and killed him.
I love it. The alligator was like,
"And by the way,
what do you mean, F alligators? F you!"
It's the first time someone's been killed by an alligator in Texas in almost two centuries. Two centuries, not decades.
I thought you were going to say two seconds.
The last one was in 1836. It was also the first time a gator has killed someone in the United States since 2007 in Florida. And we were just talking, when did we do that story last week, earlier last week? It was probably a week ago when we were talking about the Hermes bags.
Yes,
the Birkin bags, where it takes three crocodiles or three alligators to make a Birkin bag.
Last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So that's where all the alligators are gone. And no wonder they're jumping up at people and, well,
they're getting even.
The alligators are getting even.
If you see a sign that says, "Don't jump in, gators."
Because maybe that dude had an alligator wristband on his watch.
I don't know. And then the staff comes screaming at you, "Don't get in the water. We just saw one."
I love that story.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Do you love this story? Caitlyn Jenner, let's keep on the trans thing. Trans fat, trans gator, transgender. Is Caitlyn Jenner using Bruce's seed to become a mother?
I'm going to impregnate myself. Wait a minute. No, that can't be right. Wait, what?
Where's Debbie Rowan? We need her. Remember her? Michael Jackson surrogate?
Oh, God.
That might not work
anymore.
She
probably can't have babies anymore.
No. It's been just over a month since we met Caitlyn, and according to the Inquirer, she wants to be a mom already. Caitlyn does. So-called friend of Caitlyn claims she's planning on hiring a surrogate to use, and by the way, using Bruce's seed to make a baby.
No.
Yes.
But, okay.
So the story goes.
Caitlyn's former self was already a wonderful parent. What's with the mothering?
I don't know.
That is interesting.
Yes. That's right. This is a bit of calculus. There's calculus involved in this. You got to think this out. So she'll be 66 this year. So even if it happened tomorrow, she'll be well into her 80s by the time the kid turns 18.
Nope.
So it goes back to that whole conversation of remove the trans word and the gender. What are you doing having babies at 66?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It ought not be done.
I don't think it's jumping all over the transgender community or
of
him.
Of course not.
Or her.
No.
I'm sorry.
There's so many things where the issue gets confused these days.
Yeah. Who was it? The guy from The Odd Couple, Tony Randall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a kid at like 72?
Something insane.
Lived
like
3 years later, and he lived at least till the kid was 10, right? I forget what age.
Well, you can look, but that I remember that starting the whole argument of at what point in one's life does it become a bad idea and a selfish thing?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make more of me. The friend claims Caitlyn has secretly always wanted to be a mom, so she doesn't care how old she is. She's hoping for a girl, already thinking about baby names and already setting up a nursery. Really? Quote, "She's desperate for a girl that she can turn into a mini-me. It was her dream all the years she was a woman trapped inside a man's body." Another source says Caitlin's biological clock has already been ticking like crazy in the last few months, and that could be because of all the hormones that she's been taking. And the surrogate thing doesn't work out. She's ready to adopt, which I suppose would be okay. I mean, and then this takes an angle. Is there really that much of a difference between being a mom and parenting as a dad if you strip away all the gender stereotypes?
But
I don't think that's the go-to thing is exactly what we just said. At what point do you stop creating mini-me's when you're older? I think that's the go-to thing. All right.
I have it quickly.
You do.
Some quick Googling of some different places and everything. So he died at 84. He fathered that child at 79. So the kid's like in kindergarten when he dies. Thanks for everything, Dad.
That started the conversation. That conversation's long, long over. I mean, what year did he pass? That was years ago.
2004.
Okay.
11.
All right. Dustin Hoffman says movies are worse than ever. Worst ever.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes, this is a great conversation. Don't go away. We'll discuss next.
Really, really, yeah. I wish we could get him on the air because that is a really interesting notion,
it's
and I wanted to dig into it deeper. Yes.
And I'll tell you
and
why.
And he says that TV is better. Yeah.
On the way on the Drex Radio Show on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGOA10.
Here's 49ers right guard Alex the Rhino Boone.
Hey, it's Rhino here. Still loving my all-laser LASIK vision thanks to my man, Dr. Scott Hiver. So what about you? Are you finally ready to do something about your contact lenses and glasses? Then this may be the perfect time, because now, if you complete all laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by Labor Day, you'll get a free pair of lower bowl tickets to a 49ers game this year at the new Levi's Stadium. Here's your chance to grab a pair of these valuable 49ers tickets and watch the 49ers destroy somebody.
But remember, you must complete all laser LASIK by Labor Day. So before these 49er tickets are all gone, call now to get your free LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V.
As in vision.
ER.com. This 49ers offer is not good on prior purchases and other restrictions apply. The proceeding was a paid endorsement. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., Professional Medical Corporation.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You could see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ovation Cell Therapy really works. Guaranteed. To prove it, Ovation is offering free shipping on all July orders. For thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair, stock up now. Select KGO at checkout for a special introductory discount and free July shipping at OvationHair.com.
Does your business require you to travel to multiple cities in a day? Or maybe your foursome is planning the ultimate golf getaway. Discover the luxury and ease of private charter jet service. It's now more efficient and affordable than ever with Good Jet. Visit 800goodjet.com right now and see their flat rate pricing from the Bay Area to top Western destinations in Southern California, Vegas, Scottsdale, and more. No surprise pricing with complete customization to fit your schedule. A GoodJet aircraft can be reserved in just minutes, so if you need to make multiple business trips in one day or you just prefer a direct flight tailored to your schedule, start customizing your charter at 800goodjet.com. Enjoy their luxurious fleet of Lears, Falcons, and Gulfstreams. It's the flight experience that charter jet clients have grown to expect, but at a significantly reduced cost and available to you 24/7. Call 1-800-GOODJET or 800goodjet.com. Good Jet, we love your schedule.
It's a different kind of talk. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Alrighty then. You are in the middle of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show, along with Heather and John Lobertini, as we talk it out every weeknight from 7 till 10. So, Dustin Hoffman is out promoting his movie Boy Choir. Boy Choir hits the theaters in England this week. It opened here back in April. And apparently he thinks the best way to promote the movie is talking about how bad all the other movies are nowadays, which is kind of interesting. If you missed last night's show, we were talking about the fact that Terminator Genesis came out, and that was supposed to blow the roof off of and put a stop to Jurassic World. It did not. And it did not displace Inside Out either. It came in third. What was the other new one? Whatever the other new one was fourth.
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike, yeah. So
I've seen it six times. I'm kidding. But I really enjoyed the first one.
98% of the audience was female. Yeah.
By myself.
Right, right, right. So maybe he's on to something here. He had this interview with The Independent, which is a British newspaper, and he said movies are worse than they've been in the last probably 50 years or longer. His quote was, "I think right now television is the best that it's ever been, and I think that it's the worst that film has ever been. In the past 50 years that I've been doing movies, it's absolutely the worst in my mind." He went on to suggest, and he says it's probably because of budgets. Budgets have gotten smaller for movies, and they have to crank them out as quickly as they can. It's like a machine. I have my own take on this, but we'll finish this. So as he said, for example, The Graduate took 100 days to shoot, but most movies today are shot in under a month. So is he right? Have movies gotten more and more horrific, terrible? Do you just always think that their generation, you know, do you think always that people just think that their generation's movies were always the best? I mean, I don't know. Have you seen?
Did he make the point in there that TV's gotten better and better? I mean, they must have had fatter budgets while movie budgets have gone down.
Yeah, well, he's down there, so he's part of the machine. He knows 808-0810 have, do you think they're worse? I mean, here's my spin on this. I'm sequeled out.
Yes, thank you. And that's the joke that everyone makes, like, for a decade now, is that Hollywood has run out of ideas. I think we just had somebody saying that last week, and we ran it.
And I'm CGI'd out, too. I can't stand it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That fakey-fake, you know what? I think the movie's actually called San Francisco, and it's about the, 1905, 1906, earthquake. And it is so good, and they made it in, like, the 30s. And so without any special effects, there's good drama, and, you know, they make a building shake, and they have some bricks fall down, and they just do a really good job of still making it very gripping without all these special effects and stuff like that.
Right.
And so the story's good or something. And that's the other thing is, like, the stories are so bad and they just keep rehashing the same old crap, like you're alluding to. Terminator 17, don't need to see it.
Okay, and the other point, back to the CGI. I guess it's great for kids because there's an entire generation that's grown up with Pixar and, you know, whatever the other one is, and DreamWorks, and that's all good. But, you know, a great example for me is I wanted to see The Judge really bad with Robert Duvall and Robert Downey Jr. Billy Bob Thornton's in this film, this, that, and the other. And it's an adult film set in an adult setting. So it's all about being adult. And they're out there shooting in the country in the middle of nowhere. And for no reason at all of a sudden in the middle of the movie, everything's shot, either it's on a set or it's done, you know, it's for real. It's not CGI'd. But just like, for instance, there was a scene or two where they're driving past cornfields and they CGI'd that. And you could tell it was CGI'd. And
And
then there was a point where they're driving in the car, Duvall and Robert Downey Jr., and that was CGI'd. And I'm thinking, guys,
the scenery outside was CGI?
Yeah, right. Yes.
I could see where you'd cheat on that because it's so kind of meaningless scenery.
Right.
I did not notice that, but I watched it on a smaller screen, I think.
Yeah, I mean, so if
you like the movie otherwise.
Right. If you're looking at this in HD, especially, and I think most people are nowadays, you do notice things like that.
Oh.
It just looks, you know, for people who are not used to it, if you're an Xer or a boomer, you know, you're gonna notice. And I noticed. I was thinking, what do you think?
Summer movies? Not what they're. And how much are tickets these days? I haven't been to an actual movie in forever. Because I don't date anymore. $10?
The last movie I saw was, Tom Hanks about Walt Disney. Being Walt Disney, whatever the name of that film was.
Oh, Mr. Ryan?
Something? Yeah, I forget what the title was. But that was great. That was fantastic.
I cannot remember the last movie I saw in a theater. I have no idea.
People stay home.
And you know what, though? I do love, like, the Sundance chains and stuff like that, or the mom and pops, the Sundance where you can get the big balloon of wine and take it in with you, and they've got those big armrests. Oh, my God. That's an awesome theater-going experience.
Right. You know, I'm looking up, let me see here. I want to take a look here. 2014 best movies. because there are great movies. For instance, American Sniper. Now, I usually will not watch violent movies. That's just my own thing. I just don't. And I didn't think I'd watch American Sniper. Turned out, I'm so happy that I did because I loved it.
I keep wanting to see that.
Yeah.
Should have watched it over the 4th of July.
Huh? And Gone Girl, I didn't look at it yet.
It's good.
I know. Everybody says that it is. And by the way, they are getting divorced, if you cared about that, Ben. And what's her name? Whatever her name is.
I think her name's Ben, too.
Ben, too. Yes.
It is.
So there are great films out there that are still around. But, I really think that the whole sequel thing is played out and people want something new. How many times can you do the Avengers?
Yeah, that's a bit much, although it's for kids and they'll watch anything.
Okay. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, celebrities with hidden talents.
Huh?
And Amy Schumer did a fake Real Housewives audition, which is so much fun. Don't go away. We'll continue in a minute with the late night Late Show wrap-up. Oh, and the Grateful Dead. Yes, they broke the record. We'll tell you. Yeah, not one of theirs, but it's big. Coming up. We'll talk about it on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Make this 4th of July a no-brainer. Hey, it's Sean Del Grand of the Del Grand Dealer Group, a.k.a. DGDG.com. And when you visit DGDG.com, you can buy any one of our over 4,000 vehicles with confidence, knowing you'll be getting our brand-new exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. So be happy at DGDG.com.
Every Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Fitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. 15 years later, and they've become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
American Vision Windows, celebrating their 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get brand new, energy efficient, beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package. Call 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464.
CSLB number 778-32.
Earning salary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, call 1-800-359-5793. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-359-5793. That's 1-800-359-5793.
We are right smack dab middle in the late night late show wrap up. There we go, late night late show wrap up. But first, let's check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour, Facebook moving to Texas.
To our friends at Facebook, howdy, and welcome to Cowtown.
Well, in case you didn't understand, and I had to listen at least twice, that was howdy, welcome to Cowtown. A hearty Texas welcome nonetheless from the mayor of Fort Worth today. Facebook is building another data center, the third now in the Lone Star State. But that's not all, says correspondent Alan Skaya.
Mayor Betsy Price says Texas has passed California as the nation's leading exporter of technology.
North Texas is now the third largest data center in the United States.
The electric grid in Texas is separate from the grids on either the East or the West Coast. Facebook says that separation has made renewable power more accessible. The company says its data center will be powered entirely by wind.
And now to Sext Ed, as in a class on sexting. That's among the new offerings for students in Southern California this fall. More from KGO 810's Nikki Medoro.
The LA Unified School District will roll out a broad plan to educate students on the dangers of sharing sexually explicit photos via texting and the internet. The LA Times reports the schools will get video, lesson plans, and handouts for students. Officials say the campaign will teach students about violations of child pornography and obscenity laws that can come with sexting along with the personal consequences.
A mountain lion sighting to tell you about, only this one is in San Francisco. Yep, there have been four big cat sightings in the past week. Authorities actually believe it's the same mountain lion moving through the city. This is an adult mountain lion, they tell us. It was first spotted in the area of Sea Cliff, then the Presidio, then on Gough Street in the Cathedral Hill area, and then on to Lake Merced. There is a new push at the state capitol to change Proposition 13. Prop 13 was a late 1970s ballot initiative that rewrote property tax laws in California. But as KGO 810's Sherry Brown reports, this effort is about a loophole that benefits corporations.
Corporations have found a way to not have their property reassessed the same way that your house or my house.
Pete Y. Woody says the Property Tax Fairness Amendment would put $9 billion a year into the state's coffers.
Over 75% said yes, I would vote yes if this were on the ballot. I want corporations to pay what they owe.
If lawmakers don't close the corporate loophole in Prop 13, why Woody says we can't expect an initiative on the 2016 state ballot.
And on the subject of money, if you like playing the odds, listen up. Changes are coming to the Powerball lottery game. We're told it's going to be easier to win something, but harder to take home the big bucks. Here's correspondent John Stolness.
The 36 states that take part in Powerball have decided to make it harder to win the top prize, the largest of which was just over $590 million in 2013. Winning less money will become easier, with the odds of taking home $4 improving from 1 in 111 to 1 in 92. These new rules will start with the drawing on October 7th.
And now to Yosemite, where climbing and hiking continues near the ascent to Half Dome, even after a huge rockfall at the park. Yosemite's Jody Brantley says it happened last Thursday or Friday.
It's relatively remote at that part of the back end of the valley. And I can also tell you that a rockfall of this size is not atypical. We probably get one of this size somewhere in the valley every year.
All right, now wrap your head around this. She describes that rockfall as the equivalent of 800 washing machines crashing to the earth. Trouble is, no one saw what had to be a spectacular event. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:33.
I work for myself. I spend most days driving people where they need to go. It pays the bills, and figuring out the rest is easy with QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that estimates my federal quarterly taxes, so I know where I stand, whether I'm behind the wheel or in front of the oven, cooking for my own catering service. I rely on QuickBooks to help me know how much money to set aside for Uncle Sam and how much stays in my pocket. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at qbselfemployed.com.
There are games, and then there's the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. The Midsummer Classic. On one diamond, you've got champs, MVPs, and the hungry ones. The guys who think it's their turn. It's the all-star game of all-star games, the all-star game that decides who's playing Game 7 of the World Series at home. Bat speed and power coming at you at every spot in the lineup. Number one starters coming in from the pen. The fastest feet and the best leather in the world. MLB All-Star Game 2015, Cincinnati, July 14th on Fox.
It is 9:35 on KGO. Let's head back to the KGO Traffic Center with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. It's really all construction at the moment, and there's a lot of it. In the city, southbound 101, it's got you jammed up tight right now from just after 1 to Marina Boulevard. Northbound direction, not quite as bad, but you're still stop and go from Chestnut Street to Marina. Palo Alto, southbound 101, roadworks got folks stop and go between Willow Road and Embarcadero Road. Livermore, 580 eastbound, there's more construction causing minor slowdowns, in this case, between North Livermore Avenue and 1st Street. Benicia, 680 southbound, those construction slowdowns have kind of shifted. You're now heavy between Lake Herman Road and the 780 split. And, of course, in Antioch, construction up in both directions of 160. Paving operations going on all night. Northbound direction, stop and go now from Victory Highway to Sherman Island Crossing Road and the southbound side. Fairly heavy between West Sherman Island Road and Victory Highway. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The A's beat the Yankees 4-3 in 10 innings tonight in New York, and two RBIs from Hunter Pence, another from Brandon Crawford. Giants up 3-0 on the Mets at AT&T Park. We're in the seventh inning, but the real story is Matt Cain. On and off the disabled list in recent months and really out of commission since last year, Matt pitched 6 innings, struck out 7, gave up 2 hits, and walked 2. You got to love that. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Mild and breezy today, mid-70s and low 80s in most places. In fact, it was 80 degrees on the beach in Santa Cruz today. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s to low 80s. Expect a change on Thursday with more clouds. There could even be some drizzle during your morning commute. And the possibility of some thunderstorms by the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s to 80 inland. Friday, partly cloudy, temperatures rebounding a bit. And by the weekend, we'll be in the mid-60s to mid-80s. Now, we've got some clouds around the bay at this hour. Clear inland at 62 and clear in Napa. Partly cloudy and 62 in Oakland. We've got 65 in San Jose, 61 in San Mateo, 62 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And now the end is near, so I face...
It's not Frank. No, no worries.
Final curtain.
Is this Sid?
My friend.
No, it's Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs on CNN.
Oh, gosh.
I'll state my case, which I'm certain.
Okay, thank you. Well, these are celebrities with hidden talents. Who knew? He was an opera singer. He wanted to be an actor, but couldn't get his union card until he found out it could get a lot faster if he started singing in opera. So he auditioned for the Baltimore Opera Company and did shows there for the next 6 years. Didn't know.
Dirty job, but somebody's got to do it?
I guess. But there are other celebrities. Do you know Pierce Bronson can breathe fire? He learned to do it in 1969 when he was 16. but he stopped after burning the inside of his mouth during an episode of The Muppets in 96. Well... you could watch it on YouTube if you want to, but you can't tell anything went wrong. You know, you got to think these guys, sometimes sword swallowers, yeah, breathing fire could be hazardous to your health. Who knew? Gina Davis was a world-class archer. That's right. She started doing it as a hobby in the late 90s and almost made the Olympic team 2 years later.
Mm.
Did you know that Condoleezza Rice is a classical pianist?
I did know that.
Yes. There's a video of her doing Amazing Grace, and it's just amazing. So the story goes, Steve Buscemi, he's an excellent juggler. He wanted to be a street performer and practiced
what?
Every day as a kid. Yeah, and he shows off. He actually showed off his skills in one of the episodes of Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
He has the face of a street performer, but thank God he became an actor.
Yeah. Okay. Christopher Walken. He was a lion tamer.
No.
I love that story. Yes, he did it. He worked for a traveling circus when he was a teenager. He knows how to tame lions. I don't know if that's something you go back to later in life.
Yeah, you can always fall back on it.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think that's a thing that you want to try again. Yeah. All right. We were talking before the break about the whole fact that Dustin Hoffman thinks that today's movies are horrible.
Wait, do you have a special hidden talent?
Let's see here. Pork chops on the grill. I don't know. It's a short list.
Okay.
Yeah, something like
that. So if it doesn't work out, you can be a chef.
Yeah,
okay,
I can be a chef.
I don't know what I would do.
I don't know. Because I've always known that I wanted to do this.
Okay.
So I really never established much of anything else. Okay. So there was this movie in 2003 called Danny Deck Chair where a guy ties a bunch of helium balloons
right.
to a lawn chair. Yes, remember that? Floats through the sky. And then Up, which was a great movie, also did it. Yes, this also happened with the old man's house in Up. But the obscure Danny Deck Chair reference is far more relevant to this story. So I guess we shouldn't be so mainstream. So this dude in Calgary decided he wanted to get some viral attention for his cleaning company on Sunday, and he decided to risk his life. He tied 110 helium balloons to a lawn chair and let them take him into the sky. And guess what? It worked. Up he went. He floated through the air.
I can't even does this. I kept seeing pictures and headlines of this, but I never clicked on it. I can't wait to hear how it ends.
Oh, it's there. You should see it. Yes. So he's not sure exactly how high he got, but it was high enough to get a lot of attention. You know, I think their version of the FAA caught on. So he must have been up there. Unfortunately for him, with all that attention came the police officers. Then they arrested him and busted him when he landed. He was charged with mischief since the chair could have hurt someone when it fell, or he could have. So now he is facing charges for violating Canada's federal aviation laws. By the way, Daniel says the stunt cost him about $20,000 and he was wearing a parachute just in case things went wrong. He said, quote, well, you can spend the same amount of money marketing dollars on a billboard or you can fly. Seems like more fun, right? Yeah, but do you think if you would have fell out of the lawn chair that the parachute would have worked? I mean, how do you control that? And then how do you land that? Do you start popping them one at a time? Or you just hope or they sort of start popping at once and then you're done.
They don't deflate slowly.
You're like that alligator dude.
Poke them.
Yes, two segments ago, this story from this guy out of Texas, they said, don't jump in the water. There's a 12-foot alligator in there. Well, I'm jumping in anyway. That was the end of him.
You know, if people didn't do stupid things, we just wouldn't have a job.
I know.
There'd be no news.
Wouldn't be as much fun. The Grateful Dead, I mentioned them. The Grateful Dead's, you know, Fare Thee Well finale didn't just set records at Soldier Field. It broke some ground online, too. More than 175,000 paid live streams have been purchased since the five-show run began, easily making it the largest online music pay-per-view event of its kind, according to Mashable. That figure is still growing as the live stream is still available on video on demand through August 5th. So, big. You can still get it. There were events like Coachella and Bonnaroo, which had larger viewership overall, but those streams were completely free. The prices, I think looks like it ranged from $79.95 for the full five-day run. Two shows in Santa Clara and three in Chicago.
Oh.
Okay? And then you can pare it down if you want to go cheaper, and if you just want to see, for instance, the show in Chicago or you want to see the one in Santa Clara, you can just pay for that.
Oh, that is a Deadhead's wet dream. Wow.
And there you have it. Okay.
And they can keep them, right? Can you DVR them?
Oh, I don't know. Since it's a web feed, no, it doesn't say that you can.
Oh, interesting. That's amazing, though. It's like, dude, I baked a bunch of brownies. Come over. We'll watch the Dead shows from Chicago.
I have some excellent news. Harry Shearer is officially returning to The Simpsons. Well, didn't we smell this one coming?
Not that he ever really left.
Right. Yes. Confirmed Bachelor Smithers and left-handed Christian widower. Ned Flanders officially returning to The Simpsons for the 27th to 28th season.
I laughed at that. No, left-handed widower Ned Flanders.
Well, I think that's
yep. What he is. No, he is. If you know the show, you know.
Yeah,
how she died.
Exactly. He was claiming this whole time that he was leaving the show in order to have time to do more projects. But of course we smelled money. Yes. So 7 weeks after the initial announcement, He signed the same contract as his primary co-stars, guaranteeing his participation in the animated series next two installments, potentially 29 and 30 for Fox. Yep, he decided to renew. Excellent.
Yay.
Excellent. And I guess it is. Okay, let's take a break. And when we come back, we will, let me see here. Oh, we have Amy Schumer. She does her Real Housewives audition. This will be fun as the Late Night Late Show wrap-up continues on KGOA 10.
Attention opportunity seekers. How would you like to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 in a month selling products directly imported from China? Hi, I'm Andy Sherman, and I'm a retired rodeo bull rider who turned a few hundred dollars into tens of thousands of dollars instant profit in the USA. Now that I've perfected my three-step formula for flipping products from China, I want to teach you how. For a limited time, anyone that calls can get a free copy of my Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit. It'll show you my secrets on how to import anything from China for serious profit. Work directly with the factories to remove the middleman and how to have your products branded with your logo before they ship. My Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit will help you start your importing business so you can put some serious cash in your pocket.
To get Andy's free Importing from China Made Easy Kit, call 800-294-0446 now. Call in the next 30 minutes and Andy will also give you two free tickets to his live training coming soon to the Bay Area. Call 800-294-0446. That's 800-294-0446. No business opportunities will be offered. Just education.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. 15 years later, and they've become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
American Vision Windows, celebrating their 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get brand new, energy efficient, beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package. Call 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464.
CSLB number 778-326.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show, along with Heather and John Lobertini. And, let's get to Amy Schumer. Love Amy. This is Amy. She posted this. And she's pretending to audition for Real Housewives, even though she's not married, but here we go.
Amy Schumer, Real Housewives audition.
Hey, Amy, why do you think you make a good Real Housewife?
Because I'm all of those things. I'm real. I'm in the house a lot. I am not a wife, but I have had sex with a lot of married people. I have a lot of exes. One of them was on a team. I don't want to mention what team because it's not a professional one.
What would you say your tagline is?
I'm Amy, and I may look like a whore, but I am. I don't need a man, but I want one. Anyone. is there a wine glass that's the size like that an adult would drink? I'm sorry, am I driving a school bus home? I'm also a good candidate because I will move anywhere. I could be a real housewife of, you know, Newark, of Cincinnati. Just throwing out ideas of cities. My personal philosophy. If it were one word, it would be condoms? Question mark. But that's the kind of stuff that you'll find out if you tune in and see me on The Real Housewives of Secaucus.
Of Secaucus. Okay. And then she actually did an interview with CBS News on Sunday night.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah. And they ask her about why she makes jokes about getting it on so much. Here we go.
Because it's an opportunity to be really honest about something that a lot of people aren't being open about. If you can be that honest about something that's so seemingly forbidden, because that's when the most ridiculous stuff happens.
That's right. So she gets it on whenever she wants. But then there's Russell Wilson. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson did a Q&A with a San Diego pastor, Miles McPherson, on Sunday. And he said that him and his very famous artist, singer, Sierra girlfriend are not getting it on until
what?
Marriage because God told him to wait. All right. So I guess there's still a little bit of this going on. Sierra's 29, obviously dated several celebrities and has a kid with a rapper named Future. Russell is 26 and was married to another woman from 2012 to 2014. It's
but
unclear.
They're saving themselves for marriage.
Yes, but they're saving themselves
oh
for marriage.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Before I even play the clip, does it count?
What?
Well, since you've already, you know...
It's not like you're a virgin. I don't know why anyone would save themselves for marriage, period. If you're not a virgin, definitely not.
Right.
My God. And she's had a baby. Like, what are you?
Are there red flags here?
I am really tired of my head exploding.
Okay. Let's take a listen to what. Let's see what he says.
I'll never forget. She was on tour. She was traveling and I was looking at her in the mirror. I was, you know, sitting in the dressing room. She was getting ready to go about 15 minutes before she went on stage. And God spoke to me and said, I need you to lead her.
Shut up.
And I was like, really? Right now?
Shut up.
You know, I was like,
and what does that mean to
I'm
you?
Looking at this, like, you know. And he goes, no, I want you and need you to lead her. And,
lead?
And so anyways, I told her, you know, right then and there, I said, you know, what would you do if we took all that extra stuff off the table? You know, and just did it Jesus's way, you know, and I said to her, and she completely agreed, and it was is the fact that could we love each other without that? If you can really love somebody without that, then you can really love somebody. Look at you. Yeah. Oh, so
bye.
I need to, I ain't gonna lie to y'all now. I need y'all to pray for us.
Well, it's honorable, I suppose,
God.
But again,
oh,
you know,
I cannot
he was married before.
Stand and, religious people.
Yeah, and she already had a kid. So
that is the dumbest thing. I'm sorry.
Don't know.
He said that God told him to lead her, like she's his property, and he has to lead her around.
Yes, I need you to lead her.
Oh God, I'm. Oh my God, I'm going to stab somebody in the eye. I can't.
Don't do that.
That's what God does. I mean, if there's a God, yeah, he's tap, tap, tap. Hey, I think that I need you on behalf of me to lead this woman around. What that? What?
Like I said, that is some stoner stuff, man. I read this earlier today, okay, and I was thinking, all right, well, they've never been married, and so it's an honorable thing. After I read the story, I was thinking, well, what the hell is this? I mean, I'm not sure I would. I want to marry you.
Oh, my God.
Yes, especially since you were married before, and I have a kid.
Oh, my God. This is weird.
Don't you want a test drive?
Oh, totally.
Especially
listen, that's
since
an OK
last...
Cupid question.
Yeah,
it's like, would you have to sleep with somebody before you married them?
Right.
DG, do you think? God damn.
Well, again, if they were both virgins and there was their first marriage
then
and
I
all of that.
Get it.
Yes,
I don't know why,
see the
but
honor
like,
in
I get
that.
It.
That's
I
if
get
you want
it.
To be traditional.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm okay.
Sweet,
I'm cool with it. You know, it's your life. It's your business. And by the way, it still is his business, and it still is their life. I'm just thinking, if I were her, I'd be thinking, well, let me scratch my head here. I'm a little curious as to what this is all about. All right, let's get to the good news. The good news is He's going to lead her. All right. And by the way, we want to thank Lisa Durden, who joined us to talk about the whole Cosby craziness, the racism, the Aunt Jemima thing, and now Paula Deen with that tweet from her son, who was in brownface.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing, you know.
Her son was Ricky Ricardo, and she was Lucille Ball.
Right, and they thought it might be a good idea to do brownface. That was deleted in about 1 hour. All right, so thank you very much to her.
But not before lots of people screen capped it.
Here we go. A 63-year-old guy in New York just won $5 million in the lottery, and he really deserves it. He's a former firefighter who was a first responder on 9/11, and he suffered serious lung damage in the process. That forced him into retirement in 2004. And you know all these first responders who suffered, you know, all of the lung damage from the carcinogens. Yes. So Carmelo Mercado of Queens, New York, was a first responder on 9/11, and he wound up with severe lung damage in the process. He just won $5 million on a lottery scratcher. Carmelo bought the lottery ticket at a convenience store back in May, and he claimed the prize Thursday. This past Thursday, he gets a lump sum of $3.3 million. And as I said, you know, he was there when the first tower went down. He got there as the second tower collapsed and then spent 2 days afterwards helping in the search efforts before he had to stop. In 2004, he had to retire because he had too much lung damage. So he plans to pay off some of his medical expenses, get a vacation home for his family near Disney World, and buy his daughter some American Girl dolls. Now that's good news. That's a good man. So good for him. All right. Have a great night, everybody. We'll make more tomorrow night on the Drex Radio Show. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGO A10.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-359-5793. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-359-5793. That's 1-800-359-5793.
I work for myself. I spend most days driving people where they need to go. It pays the bills, and figuring out the rest is easy with QuickBooks Self-Employed. It's a simple program that estimates my federal quarterly taxes, so I know where I stand, whether I'm behind the wheel or in front of the oven cooking for my own catering service. I rely on QuickBooks to help me know how much money to set aside for Uncle Sam and how much stays in my pocket. That's how I own it.
If you work for yourself, try QuickBooks Self-Employed with a free 30-day trial. Learn more at QBSelfEmployed.com.
Attention opportunity seekers. How would you like to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 in a month selling products directly imported from China? Hi, I'm Andy Sherman, and I'm a retired rodeo bull rider who turned a few hundred dollars into tens of thousands of dollars instant profit in the USA. Now that I've perfected my three-step formula for flipping products from China, I want to teach you how. For a limited time, anyone that calls can get a free copy of my Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit. It'll show you my secrets on how to import anything from China for serious profit. Work directly with the factories to remove the middleman and how to have your products branded with your logo before they ship. My Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit will help you start your importing business so you can put some serious cash in your pocket.
To get Andy's free Importing from China Made Easy Kit, call 800-294-0446 now. Call in the next 30 minutes and Andy will also give you 2 free tickets to his live training coming soon to the Bay Area. Call 800-294-0446. That's 800-294-0446. No business opportunities will be offered. Just education.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
KGO, San Francisco's